What happens when the line between spiritual awakening and psychotic break dissolves completely? In Philip K. Dick's semi-autobiographical masterpiece, Valis, this question isn't merely academic, it's visceral and immediate. The novel opens with protagonist Horse Lover Fat spiraling into psychological crisis after his friend Gloria's suicide. Fat believes a pink beam of light has transmitted vast cosmic knowledge directly into his brain, revealing that our reality is an illusion. We're actually living in ancient Rome around 70 CE, trapped in a black iron prison of false perception. Is Fat experiencing divine revelation or mental collapse? The genius of the novel lies in its refusal to choose. The narrator, Philip K. Dick himself, exists alongside Fat as a separate character while simultaneously being him, a brilliant narrative device capturing the dissociative experience of psychological fragmentation. Through this split consciousness, we witness the desperate human need to make meaning from suffering, to find cosmic patterns in personal pain. The question haunts every page. When your perception of reality fundamentally differs from everyone else's, how can you determine what's real? The novel's most ingenious aspect is its narrative structure. Horse Lover Fat exists as the alter ego of narrator Philip K. Dick. This isn't merely a literary trick, but an exploration of consciousness fractured by trauma. The name itself is encoded. Philip means horse lover in Greek, while Dick translates to fat in German. After Gloria's suicide, Fat descends into psychological instability. The first step toward going insane, he observes, is to realize that you are going insane, a recursive trap where awareness of deterioration becomes part of the pathology. Fat and Phil navigate the same world with the same friends, yet exist as separate characters, with friends treating them as distinct individuals. This divided self functions as both psychological reality and cosmic metaphor. The novel presents a universe potentially governed by competing divine forces, a benevolent god versus a malevolent demiurge. This parallel between personal fragmentation and universal spiritual division raises a haunting question. Might the universe itself suffer from cosmic schizophrenia? At the heart of Valis lies Fat's mystical experience, a pink beam that transmitted vast information into his consciousness. This mirrors Dick's own reported 1974 encounter, documented in his 8,000-page exegesis. From this download, Fat develops theories. We live in a black iron prison of false reality. The Roman Empire never ended. His brain is stimulated by distant energy beams. These theories are prescient beyond their strangeness. Fat's concept that the universe consists fundamentally of information we concretize anticipates contemporary physics theories about reality's informational nature. His idea of Zebra, a living information system that camouflages itself while working to liberate humanity, resonates in our age of algorithms and virtual realities. The novel maintains ambiguity about these experiences: divine contact, psychosis, or both. Fat's tractatus, Cryptica Scriptum, serves as both symptom of madness and potentially revolutionary understanding. The plasmate, living information reproducing through humans, feels like both delusion and profound insight. Haven't we all sometimes sensed patterns beneath reality's surface? Valis centers on suffering and salvation. Fat's breakdown follows multiple traumas: Gloria's suicide, his failed marriage, his own suicide attempt, and Sherry's terminal cancer. These experiences fuel his theological quest to understand divine permission of pain. Dr. Stone provides a turning point by treating Fat's spiritual experiences as potentially meaningful, discussing Dogon myths and Gnostic texts rather than dismissing them as psychosis. His validation, "You are the authority," suggests Fat's experiences might contain truth beyond pathology. The novel contrasts various responses to suffering: Kevin's bitter atheism, Sherry's masochistic piety, David's orthodox faith, and Fat's mystical seeking. None provides complete answers, and Fat's divine healing raises further questions. Why heal his son while letting Sherry die? Dick references Wagner's Parsifal and the Holy Grail myth, where Amfortas's wound can only be healed by the spear that caused it. Similarly, Fat believes only the divine force that created our damaged world can heal it. We are all wounded like Amfortas, carrying a toxic splinter within. The novel pivots when Fat and friends discover Valis, a science fiction film that eerily mirrors Fat's mystical experiences. This independent film features Eric Lampton as Mother Goose and his wife Linda, both vessels for the divine information system that contacted Fat. The film presents Valis, vast active living intelligence system, as an interventionist force that orchestrated Nixon's downfall in August 1974, precisely when Fat experienced his own awakening. Roman architecture appears embedded within California settings, reflecting Fat's temporal slippage where ancient Rome bleeds into the present. This film within a novel structure shows how art can communicate transcendent truths beyond rational explanation. The shared symbolism suggests a universal transmission network accessible to properly attuned recipients. The film transforms Fat's skeptical friend Kevin into a believer, leading to the formation of the Ripidon Society, named after the Greek word for fin from Fat's fish dream. Their motto, "Fish don't carry guns," represents their rejection of violence and embrace of a new spiritual paradigm. Contact with the Lamptons introduces their two-year-old daughter, Sophia, born in 1976, who speaks every language ever existing. Minnie declares her to be Valis incarnate, the first female manifestation of the Savior. Sophia's presence transforms Fat. Her wisdom, flowing through a child's form, transcends age and time. With her, Fat experiences anamnesis, a dissolution of spiritual amnesia, reconnecting him to ancient memories, including being at the Last Supper. This culminates Fat's search for meaning. The revelation proves tragically brief. Shortly after their meeting, Fat learns Sophia has died, accidentally killed by Minnie with a laser during an information transfer. This devastating news shatters his newfound hope, sending him on a worldwide quest to find the Savior again. The narrator confronts Fat harshly, telling him there is no Savior, that Sophia won't be reborn, that he's filling an empty life with fantasy. When Fat insists Zebra wouldn't lie to him, the narrator responds that Zebra doesn't exist. It's only himself. The novel's final act explores loss and persistent seeking. Fat leaves the U.S., sending postcards from Iceland and France, where a romance depletes half his money. His communications eventually cease, and a year later, friends learn he's recovering from mononucleosis in New York. The cycle continues when the narrator notices television coincidences, subliminal King Felix messages visible only to children. Linda announces her pregnancy, and Valis predicts another girl. Fat calls from Tokyo, following the AI voice to Micronesia's 2,000 islands. The novel concludes with Fat continuing his quest while the narrator watches television, waiting, faithful to his mission. This suggests our search for meaning persists despite disappointment, as the human spirit seeks connection with something beyond itself. Valis leaves us questioning reality, whether mental illness reveals overwhelming truths, and if suffering leads to transcendence. The novel's genius lies in refusing to choose between competing interpretations, madness or mysticism, delusion or revelation. Perhaps the most human truth is that we continue seeking meaning when certainty eludes us.